find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And on my darkest hour, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Nights for me, for the guys here. I want to thank you for everything you've done on behalf of the British, on on behalf of America, on behalf of the world. We love America, and we love the freedom it represents. I want you to help me out. Are you ready for it? Gonna help me? Get a noise going like this.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here. Her man's been gone for nigh on a year. He was due home yesterday, but he ain't here.
Over the engine driver to make you feel much better.
Dirty old sod.
That's it, steady on.
I missed you and I must admit I kissed a few and once did sit on either the engine driver's lap and lay toe with you. Na-na-na.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
I've been married 24 years. Congratulate me, somebody. Come on. You know, sometimes, like those of us that have been married a long time, we look out in the audience and you see like young couples. Do you know what I mean? They're like groping each other and everything. Just want you to know, those of us that have been married over 20 years, we think you look ridiculous. But I want to talk to my people, 15 years or more. Now, listen. There they are, look at them. Still awake. Answer this question on behalf of the young couples out here, okay? Isn't it true that after being married to the same person for 10 years or more, that you can have entire 30-minute arguments telepathically? Let's say you fell in love tonight. You know, let's say you're falling in love right now, you know, at the big folk show. You know, that could happen. It'd be sad, but it could happen. Falling in love tonight with a little folky girl. And then You go home all starstruck and you're full of love. And you get your friend Jeremy to put down the reefer for a couple minutes and tune up your three-string guitar there. And you, because you wrote a song for your new girl that you met at the, what is this, a Masonic temple, okay? And you're gonna write a song for her because now you're a poet, because you're in love. Yesterday you weren't sure which end of the pencil to hold, but today poetry is your thing. And you'll write a song for your new girlfriend that you met at the Don White show. The stories to tell the grandchildren. And this is the way your song goes. It goes like this. I'm gonna give you the moon. Oh yeah, baby. I'm gonna give you the stars. And then, 10 years later, you're sitting on your 40-pound bigger butt. You got the sports page laid out on the floor. You got the football game on. You got a couple empty beer cans over there. You got your remote control, your arm, you're dangerous. You got your shirt open so your belly button can watch the game too. Don't be pointing at him. What's going on over there? And then your folky bride will come strolling through the living room and take a look at the mess you've degenerated into, and she will sing your song back to you. You were gonna give me the moon. You were gonna give me the stars. I don't believe you've ever done one single thing to help me the entire time I haven't known you. So that would discourage a normal person from continuing to write love songs for their brides after 10 years or 12 years. But fortunately, God is so smart. He's given people who have been married to each other over 10 years a special disease. It's called selective hearing loss. And God in his wisdom has done this so that we can continue to write beautiful songs for our brides way long into the marriage. And if they choose to use them against us, we choose not to hear that.
Be the I'm Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. Last year, my state became the 12th state to allow medical use of marijuana by patients who are seriously ill. Some people were surprised that a Republican governor supports medical marijuana, but I'm hardly alone. Groups like the American College of Physicians, American Nurses Association, and American Public Health Association have all acknowledged the medical value of marijuana. New research about medical marijuana is coming out almost every day, showing remarkable potential in all sorts of serious conditions, including cancer, AIDS, and chronic pain. But some in government still want to put politics and ideology ahead of public health. To learn more about medical marijuana and what you can do to help, contact the Marijuana Policy Project at 1-877-JOIN-MPP or visit them on the web at mpp.org. Thanks.
Smile. Live take one.
Even the devil is
Thank you very much, everybody, and good night.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Pure Pleasure Technology, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
we said, of all the friends, we'll break the bread.